Today I'm going to lead a short practice in tonglen and meditation, which is a meditation that involves a process of taking in suffering and giving out love and compassion. This can be a very challenging practice, but one that is potentially very transformative. And so I will also present an optional way of approaching this practice if the practice itself seems somewhat challenging and therefore you have resistance to it. But before we do the practice, I think I'll talk just a few minutes about compassion, meditation in general, and Tonglen in specific. When I teach compassion meditation or facilitate compassion cultivation meditation groups, I sometimes refer to the process of compassion cultivation as counterintuitive. In the CCT program, for instance, we break the compassion cultivation process down into stages, and I see each of these stages as presenting its own challenges, and in a sense, each stage has its own counterintuitive aspects. So first, I would just like to point out a couple of those leading up to the Tonglen practice. Well, first, compassion cultivation is a subset of meditation in general, and I think in general, to a large extent, I would say that the actual process of meditation is somewhat counterintuitive, or perhaps very counterintuitive for those of us in the modern world. Often meditation is billed, marketed, advertised, etc., in terms of its outcomes. And we, I think, are a very outcome-oriented culture and society. And so meditation makes sense from that perspective if it leads to specific outcomes that we might think of as beneficial, such as optimal performance or enhancement of some sort. But it doesn't often feel that way. The actual process really goes against the grain of what many of us have been trained to do, which is to go, 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 produce, 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 and be busy almost at all costs. Either be busy or to totally check out and pursue entertainment and such. So meditation is really different. It's a way of being with ourselves without really a goal in mind or an outcome other than this process of being with ourselves. And so that in and of itself is somewhat revolutionary and perhaps counterintuitive in that from the perspective of productivity and doing and being and producing, doesn't make sense why we would want to quote unquote do nothing. And as we begin the compassion cultivation process, a lot of the, at least some of the process involves meditating or familiarizing ourselves with suffering, with difficulty. The standard definition of compassion is to be aware of suffering, and then from that, to be moved in a particular way that generates a will, a wish, or a desire to alleviate the suffering. So in the actual compassion practices, the meditations, often we are thinking, imagining, practicing being with suffering, and that again is counterintuitive. I don't think many of us wake up in the morning and say, all right, today I want to go be with suffering. And yet these practices involve us in that to some extent. A definition I like to use for compassion, just sort of a model definition for phenomenologically in terms of our experience, what is happening is the ability to confidently be with difficulty in a caring and sustained manner. And this difficulty can obviously be suffering that we are experiencing or suffering that others are experiencing. You know, it can also be just our own experiences. We don't often want to be with our own experiences, or often can't. And so part of the process is just being with what is there with difficulty. again, this is counterintuitive in the sense of, why would we want to do this? We definitely might have a resistance to that. I have 20 minutes of free time. Why would I want to sit and be with difficulty? And yet the result of that is also somewhat counterintuitive. The actual process of being with suffering, being with difficulty in this caring, compassionate way actually, I think, helps in reducing suffering. And it also promotes resilience and, oddly enough, perhaps happiness, or at least a sense of meaning and purpose. And our habitual responses to suffering are definitely to turn away from it, to not want to be with it, or perhaps to be overwhelmed by it. That might be the other extreme. And so this compassionate approach is somewhat different. We're in the middle. We're being with it, but not being overtaken by it, not being overcome by it, and thus building resilience. I could go on and on about this idea of counterintuitivity in terms of compassion cultivation, but I think I'll just jump onto the Tonglen process. It's a specific compassion cultivation process that really utilizes the breath and some visualization or imagination. And to me, it's sort of a microcosm, a condensed version of this counterintuitive process of compassion cultivation, because what we're doing in Tonglen is actually imagining taking in the suffering of others or ourselves. Where it meets our heart, our caring heart, our loving heart, our compassionate heart, and the suffering is extinguished effortlessly through the efforts of our ability to take it in, our willingness to take it in, it's effortlessly transformed into love and compassion, which is our offering back to the world. So we're taking in the suffering. In this particular practice, we will imagine that suffering is a black cloud, so we take it into the light of our heart, the open spaciousness of our heart, and return back light, love, and compassion. In my experience offering this practice to persons who have not done it before, there's sort of two poles of responses to this practice, and obviously a continuum in between, but one pole, one group of individuals just take to the practice immediately and really feel that it brings some sort of something positive to them in terms of their experiences, perhaps a sense of strength or efficacy or courage or a good feeling or what have you. The other extreme is complete resistance and avoidance of this practice. And if you're on that second extreme, an alternate version, which I like to encourage people to do, is in the meditation, when imagining suffering, our own or someone else's, instead of taking it in, as you inhale, imagine or get in touch with a sense of confidence in your ability to be with what is there. So as I breathe in, I'm breathing in a sense of my own confidence and courage and capacity to really be with what's there instead of running. And then I breathe back out compassion, strength, love. So in the second version, imagine yourself not breathing in the suffering, but breathing in basically a willingness and a confidence to be with what is there. So it's really a twofold or threefold process. The first step is to visualize or imagine suffering and breathe it in. In the formal Tonglen practice, as we breathe this in, it will meet the spaciousness of our heart or the love and compassion in our heart, which can be visualized or embodied as a sphere of light, an orb of light, or just as an open spaciousness. And then breathe back out the love and compassion after it's transformed and the suffering dissipates and is transformed. one final word. One of the beautiful benefits of this practice is that it's, to use Sharon Salzberg's term, portability. When talking about breath-focused meditation, she often says that one of the benefits is that it's portable. Once we learn it, we can take it anywhere. As long as we're breathing, we have access to this particular type of meditation. And the Tonglen meditation is a compassion practice that really utilizes the breath. So in that same sense, it's a portable practice. We can take it with us wherever we go. So now let's do a short practice. So get in a position, in a posture that's comfortable to you, and also conducive to remaining alert. Typically, the number one recommendation is to have a straight spine as much as possible. And that's going to differ for each of us. So play around and find a position that to you feels as upright as possible, but also as conducive to relaxation. So it should not be too rigid. So there's a balance between alertness and relaxation. And make a conscious intent, a conscious decision to assume a posture and maintain it as much as possible throughout this short practice. Make a conscious decision, for instance, how your feet will be placed, how your hands will be placed, your gaze, eyes can be closed, or slightly open. They're slightly open, perhaps at a 45-degree angle down. Gently resting, without focusing on anything in particular. Then allow your attention to drop into your body. Really feel your body. Be aware of your body, how it is. Feel the supports beneath you. Perhaps the floor, the ground beneath you. Perhaps a chair or a cushion. Just feel that solidity and that support. And feel a sense of uprightness. Perhaps even extending your spine a bit, straightening your spine, extending upwards to the crown of your head. And then feel a sense of relaxation throughout the body. Scanning the body for places of tension and allowing those places to relax as much as possible. The forehead, for instance, allow those muscles to relax. The muscles around the eyes, the jaw, the cheeks, the neck and the shoulders. Allow the complete upper torso to relax, the belly. Then on down through the lower portions of your body. Gently, just allow your mind to focus on your breathing. Just be with the physical sensations of breathing. Feel the breath as you inhale and then as you exhale. Allow your attention to be gentle and spacious as you focus on the breath. Allow your attention to have a quality of looseness to it while also maintaining a gentle focus. And just allow the attention to focus on whatever sensations of the breathing are available to you. It could be the nostrils, the abdomen, or even just the rhythm of the entire body as you breathe in and out. If you sense a quality of relaxation in your body or mind, really fall into that without losing that quality of awareness. Particularly on the out-breath, allow your body and mind to relax as much as possible. If your mind wanders, that's not a problem. That's what minds do. So notice the quality of your attention as you notice the mind has wandered and bring it back. See if that quality can be gentle and accepting. Attention with a quality of nurturance and not scolding or judgment. And now to get the compassion juices flowing, so to speak, let's do a short exercise to begin the actual meditation. Simply bring to mind someone that you care about and perhaps a time when you were really there for them. You could remember a time or you can just imagine being there with them, for them. Imagine or remember being there. No agendas of your own, just simply to be there with this person. To support them in whatever way. Imagine sending them compassion, the energy of compassion and love. Notice what this feels like in the body and in the mind. This quality of open-hearted goodwill. Breathe into it and feel it, experience it. Now drop the imagery, but stick with this quality of open-heartedness. Let it infuse your entire body and mind, spirit. And now gently notice the breathing again as you breathe in and out, but do so from this perspective of gentleness and love and compassion. As you breathe in, it's with a sense of love and compassion, and when you breathe out, it's a sense with a sense of love and compassion. Now, from this perspective of open-heartedness, bring yourself to mind, your life right now. Bring to mind something that's difficult for you in your life right now. Don't necessarily experience this difficulty, but be with it. Put it out at a distance and witness it from this place of love and compassion. What is this difficulty? What are its components? How is it affecting you? Just as you offer compassion and love and support to a loved one, offer this to yourself. Recite in your mind for yourself, may I be free from suffering. May I have happiness and peace and joy. Now again, think of this difficulty, but imagine or reflect, consider that this difficulty is not yours alone. It does not isolate you, but in fact connects you to others. And allow your awareness to expand and include all those countless others who experience the same or similar difficulty. Now as you breathe in, breathe in an awareness of these countless others in yourself experiencing this suffering. Breathe out love and compassion. Again, breathe in an awareness of this difficulty. And breathe out a message, an energy, a sense of love and compassion. Continue with this process of breathing in an awareness of the suffering, and breathing out love and compassion. You may recite mentally if you would like, as you breathe in, may each of us be free of this suffering. As you breathe out, may each of us have happiness and peace and joy. Now bring your attention to your heart center, the center of your chest, as you breathe in and out. Feel this area expand as you inhale, relax as you exhale. Imagine that all of your love and compassion is contained in this heart center in the form of a bright light or just as a vast open space. Now imagine this difficulty that you and others experience as a black cloud. And imagine breathing this into your heart center, where it's instantaneously transformed effortlessly. Love and compassion as you exhale. Continue with this process of breathing in this difficulty, breathing out relief, compassion, and love. Breathing in the suffering. Breathing out light and love. You can imagine this extending in every direction, and soothing and alleviating the difficulties of yourself and countless others. Through this effortless quality of the heart. Now allow your awareness to include all those in your local community, perhaps your city. Now as you breathe in, you're breathing in the suffering of your entire community. Breathing out love and compassion. Occasionally recite as you go through this process. May we all be free of suffering. May we all know happiness and peace and joy. And meet and take in the suffering in any way that you encounter it. It could be physical suffering, emotional suffering. Fearful circumstances. Ignorance. Whatever it is, meet it. Get in and extend back love and compassion. Now allow your awareness to extend to include the entire country if you're in the United States. Not allow your awareness to extend wherever you are. Just picture this vast global suffering that we're experiencing as a black cloud, and again, continue to breathe that into your heart. Where it's effortlessly transformed. Breathe back love and compassion. Goodwill. And this compassion that we breathe out is active. Imagine it meeting the suffering and transforming and alleviating it. Breathe providing comfort on numerous, many levels. Imagine taking in this suffering, this common suffering we're all experiencing. Just breathing out compassion, compassion that reaches everybody. Habitual responses to see people in terms of in-groups and out-groups. For this practice, drop that and just be with one big in-group. Breathe in the suffering. Breathe out love, goodwill. Imagine that everybody, every group you meet is akin. Just imagine taking in their suffering and giving back love. Be sure to include yourself in this process. Taking away your own suffering in this process as well. Now, as we prepare to close this practice, imagine and visualize that your compassion has reached out, reached countless others. Has really made a difference, has touched others, has alleviated difficulties. For a few moments, rejoice in this. Rejoice in on one level this boundless compassion that we all have. Rejoice on in your own heart. And rejoice on the ability of this compassion to meet what's there in the world and get back. Goodwill. Let's end this practice by reciting in our minds, in your mind. May everyone be free from suffering. May everyone have happiness and peace and joy. Everyone be free from suffering. May everyone have happiness and peace and joy. No now for a moment, just contemplate what it would be like if everyone even for a few minutes cultivated this quality of global compassion. Now simply drop all thought processes and visualizations and just be with your body and your breathing. Notice any effects of this practice on your body, on your mind, on your breathing. Allow it to sink in and settle. Let's end this practice with a short dedication. Through this practice and the generation of compassion, may a kind and considerate and compassionate culture and society be realized. May each of us experience the compassion that's innate in our own heart. May each of us have happiness and peace and joy. All right, thank you for sharing in this meditation with me. Whether you're watching it live or at some later date, I appreciate you being here. And joining in. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to send me a message. Take care.